Why don't we begin? Good morning to everyone as we gather by internet and by web page this morning. We gather together even as we gather in our homes to hear the word and listen to the word of God. Worship together, whether we are all in one place or all over the place, it doesn't matter, because certainly the Word of God is everywhere, and we can rest in that. I'm thankful for that. As we begin this morning, let's look to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we gather this morning in our homes with this new shelter-in-place order. And with the virus that is uncertain as to just how far it will go and what it will mean. But Lord, we know that you know it all, and you will meet our needs, whatever they may be. Lord, I pray for our congregation, those listening this morning, that you would be with them in their homes, that you would be with them as we focus on you. It is different not being able to go to church this morning, but that's okay, because you are not bound by a building. Thank you, Lord. So, Father, I ask that you would increase in us the hearing of your word this morning. Open our ears, Lord, to hear. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, that we would hear your word, receive it, and understand it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We'll be looking at several different places in the Word this morning. If you're not familiar with what we've been doing for quite a while now, we've been going through the Gospels in a chronological order. And we have come really to the end of the Gospels. We've been through Jesus going to the cross and Jesus rising from the dead, the ministry of Christ. And we have come to the place at the very end of the Gospels, just before different events that are recorded for us in the Gospels that took place just before Jesus went to heaven. So our text this morning is in several places, but we begin in Luke chapter 24, verses 44 through 49. If you have your Bibles and you would turn there, that is where we begin. Luke chapter 24, beginning with verse 44. And what we are looking at today, what our focus is two desires. The desire that God has that we would be faithful to the Word. The desire that God has that we would trust the Word. And the desire that God has that we would understand the Word. That's one desire. And then the other desire is on our part, if you will, where so many times we are really lacking. The desire that we should have, whether we do or not, the desire that we should have to remain faithful to the Word and to continue to have a deep desire for the Word of God. We look at those two desires this morning. The one that God always has, that we would understand the Word, and the desire that we should have to remain faithful to the Word of God, to love the Word and stand on the Word. And how important is that in times such as these, that we would love the Word of God and understand that's where truth is. And we can rest in the Word, especially when we understand it's God's desire that we would understand the Word. So let's look this morning as we begin in Luke chapter 24, beginning with verse 44, reading in Jesus' name. Jesus said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then Jesus opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. Jesus told them, "This is what is written. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in His name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are my witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." I don't think there's a person in America that has not experienced the fear, the panic, and the hysteria. And you see it especially as you try and go to the stores. You see it as you talk to people. There's fear, there's panic, and sometimes hysteria. And what we learn through this time, as much as anything, there is this underlining theme going on. We talked about this a little bit last week, that society has walked away from their dependency on the Word of God. They've walked away from what is truth and what is their rudder. And so when difficult times come, such as this, they flail. They struggle. They're more prone to panic and fear, when really there's no need for that. There's no need for fear and panic. And yet we see how many people are driven by these two things. If you look up hysteria in the dictionary, it is defined as uncontrollable fear. Look with me this morning. We'll come back to Luke. Look in a couple other places. But look with me in Joshua chapter 24 as we begin to lay this out this morning. Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 and 15, some of Joshua's closing remarks as he's coming to the end of his time in leadership. And he places a challenge before the people. Joshua, who was with Moses and the people from the time they left Egypt, Joshua has seen it all. And he's seen the people flail. He's seen the people be motivated by fear. He's seen the people live in panic and hysteria. And thus, he has seen people let go of their dependency on God. And as a substitute, embrace fear and embrace panic, which leads sometimes to hysteria. And Joshua had seen that. So in some of Joshua's closing words to the people, in chapter 24, verses 14 and 15, Joshua says this: "Now fear the Lord and serve Him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your forefathers worshipped beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But, Joshua says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." What a tremendous testimony for us as God's people to embrace at such a time as this? Because when we look at a statement like that, it's a bold statement, it's a declaration that Joshua proclaims for his whole household. You choose who you want to serve. You choose who you're going to follow, and thus you choose who you are going to let lead you. You choose, but as for me and my house, we will follow the Lord. We will serve the Lord. We will let the Lord lead us. And so we can very easily include in that, but as for me and my house, we will not give in to panic. If we're going to serve the Lord, then we will not give in to panic. As for me and my house, we will not give in to fear. If you're going to serve the Lord, I'm not going to give in to fear because I'm going to stand on the Word. I know the Word of God doesn't change. And I know that a lot of people in society have given up their trust in the faithfulness of the Word of God. They've lost their love for Scripture. And they'd rather rest in what their own eyes see. They'd rather rest in their own wisdom. There's a huge desire in our country and in society for wisdom, but not necessarily godly wisdom. And there's a big difference. Godly wisdom is found in the Word of God. Here, Joshua says, "We will serve the Lord." Therefore, panic is not a part of my world. Fear is not a part of my world. Hysteria is not a part of my world. And I know that's easier said than done. It's very tempting for any of us. And we hear different media reports, we hear different people talking, but we've got to be so careful. When somebody says, "Well, I heard," or "Somebody said," or, you know, all these things that we hear all around us. It's a challenge to stand on the Word in times like this. But there is nothing more important at a time like this. That we would stand on the Word, or if we have walked away from that desire to be so faithful to the Word of God, that we would come back to that. And we can. It's not like if we walked away from the Word that we cannot come back. That's not true. Get up every day. We can make a fresh choice. Lord, am I going to serve you today? Lord, am I going to stand on your Word today? Lord, do I believe the Word of God is true today? Or am I going to be tossed to and fro by the winds of whatever emotion is speaking the loudest? It's a good reminder to us. And everybody has to choose for themselves who they will serve. And I don't care who you are, everybody serves somebody. And either we serve ourselves, either we serve our own desires, either we serve and listen to our own wisdom, or we serve the Lord and we follow the Lord and we remain dependent on the Lord as we stand on His Word. People have lost their desire to remain faithful to the Word of God. And Joshua gives us that really good reminder this morning. That even as other people are choosing different things, we can choose again, we can choose afresh today to stand on the Word, to not walk away from the Word. Look with me this morning at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 17. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 17. Paul talking here to young Timothy, wanting to encourage him that Paul knows that as Timothy walks deeper and deeper into ministry, life can become more uncertain. God does not become uncertain, but life can. And life can become scary. God is not scary, but life can become scary. And so when life does, when life becomes uncertain, or when life becomes problematic, or when life becomes scary, remember where to stand. And this is what Paul is encouraging Timothy as Timothy kind of goes off on his own and begins to be in ministry in Ephesus. Verse 14 of 2 Timothy chapter 3. But as for you, Paul speaking to Timothy, but as for you, Timothy, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of. Talking about what knowledge and understanding Timothy has at that point of Scripture. You're going to learn more as you read more, as you study more, as you minister more. You're going to learn more. But at this point in your life, stand on what you have. Stand on what you've already become convinced of. Stand on the things that I've taught you. Stand on the things that others have taught you that you trust and you know we're telling you the truth. Goes on to say, because you know those from whom you learned it. They were reliable, trustworthy people who pointed you to Christ. That is an unfailing message. That is a message that doesn't just apply to some people. The message of truth, the message of Jesus, the message of the gospel, the message of life in Christ and salvation in Jesus Christ is for everyone who would believe. And when you come to that and when you receive that and put your faith and your hope and trust in that, stand on that. Continue in what you've learned and become convinced of, because you know from whom you've learned it. And how from the time you were a little kid, from infancy, you have known the Holy Scriptures. Timothy, you've been raised on the Word of God. And the more you're in the Word, the more understanding you have that the Word of God is true. That's a huge point. The more that we're in the Word of God, the more that we come to an understanding that it's true. And how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation. And you'll notice there how the verse doesn't end there, does it? Because how does salvation come? Through Jesus Christ. Salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. And this is what Paul is reminding Timothy of here. How from infancy you've known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. And then Paul reminds Timothy of this very important truth. All Scripture is God-breathed. All Scripture is from God. Every single word of the Word of God comes from God. There is our trustworthiness. There is our reliability in the Word of God. The Word of God stands the test of time, Because every word of Scripture, every syllable, every punctuation mark, everything from Genesis to the end of Revelation is from God. It's truth from cover to cover. You can rest in it. You can depend on it. It is trustworthy. It is faithful. And at times like this, we're all looking for something that is reliable and faithful and trustworthy. And the Word of God is that. It's useful for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting, and training in righteousness. No matter what the need is, the Word of God applies to that need. Therefore, we can say without any uncertainty that the Word of God applies to today and where we're at and what we're going through. And you may not be able to find a verse in the Word of God that says that at some point there'd be no more toilet paper, but the Word of God still applies to every aspect of every day throughout all of our lives. It is so faithful and so trustworthy because it's all from God that it's teachable. It can be used for teaching. It can be used for correcting people. It can be used for training people. When somebody's off the mark, it can be used to point that out and lovingly bring them back. That's rebuking. To draw them back into a right relationship and a right place to stand. So that, verse 17, because all these things are true, verse 17, the man of God, the woman of God, the person who loves the Lord and wants to serve the Lord with all their heart, has Jesus living in their heart, may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. And if we're going to say that, we have to understand that today we are in the middle of a good work. God has a work for us to do at such a time like this. When we are called to shelter in place. When, even if we don't say anything to anybody else, we wonder, is there going to be enough for everybody? How long will this last? Maybe I won't get the virus, but how is this going to affect me? And we are called to be about a work that is good because it comes from God. And point people to Jesus. Point people to His Word. Remind people, you know what? I stand on the Word. And the Word of God reminds me that I don't need to fear. I don't need to panic. I don't need to give in to the hysteria that we see when we go to the grocery store, that we see when we go here or there, that we see when we talk to some person. I don't need to give in to that because the Word of God is more true. And the Word of God will be here long after this pandemic is gone. And in light of that, we can say that the one who loves the Lord, the man of God, the woman of God, may be thoroughly equipped for every good work and every situation. Regardless of what the situation is, the Word of God applies. And the Word of God equips us to know how to respond to every single situation. I lay that out before you today to encourage you. As we see one of the underlining tones in all of this, that society has really lost their love for Scripture. That society, in part, not everybody certainly, but in part, no longer want to walk in the Word. They no longer want to depend on the trustworthiness of Scripture. And so they're led by fear. Maybe today, as you are listening to this or as you are watching this, it strikes you in your heart that, you know, I have been too worried. I have been too afraid. And I know the Word of God, but I'm not really holding on to it like I should. And I want to get back to that. I know that's where I should be. And I'm not called to live in fear. I need that reminder. So what do I do? If I've lost my love for Scripture, if I've lost my desire to depend on the Word, how do I get that desire back? I want to be dependent on the Word. How do I get that back? Scripture, again, has the answer for that. If you turn with me, if you want to try that this week, I would encourage you to do this. Psalm 119, it's the longest chapter in the Bible, and I think for that reason, many times it's about in the center of the book, and it's the longest chapter in all of the Word of God. But I think a lot of times because of that, people just pass over it. Oh, I don't want to read that, it takes too long. Well, Psalm 119 is all about being true to God. Psalm 119 is all about being true to God's Word. Psalm 119 is all about having a love for God's Word and staying faithful to God's Word. Psalm 119 is all about the faithfulness of God and the trustworthiness of Scripture. As we read through Psalm 119, we are reminded of how important it is to stay true to the Word of God, to stay true to God, to let God hold on to us because God is faithful. And the Word of God is faithful. And where we have lost that love for God's Word, we can be brought back into that love. If we go to the Lord and we ask the Lord, Lord, renew my love for the Word of God. Lord, renew my desire for the Word of God. Lord, I confess that I've been kind of giving into panic and not remembering to read the Word and not remembering to pray, and it's kind of getting a hold of me, the fear and the anxiousness and the panic and some of this stuff that I'm struggling with. And Lord, I want to get back to who I know I am in you. One of the things that we can do is pray through the Scriptures. And Psalm 119 is an excellent place to start that. If you struggle to have a deep love for God's Word, you can pray Psalm 119. I'll show you what I mean. If you struggle to take God's Word seriously, you can pray Psalm 119. If you're having trouble believing God's Word, you can pray Psalm 119. Let me show you what I mean. Psalm 119, verse 1. Blessed are they whose ways are blameless. Immediately when we read that, there is conviction. The Holy Spirit speaks, and I realize, Lord, my way is not blameless. Lord, forgive me. Who walk according to the law of the Lord, who walk according to the Word of God. Lord, I'm not walking according to the Word of God. I'm worried about what the governor is going to say in his press release today. I'm worried about what's going to come out of Washington. I'm worried about how many cases are in our home county. I'm worried, Lord, I'm worried too much, and I'm not walking according to the Word. As we read the Psalms, and there's other places in the Bible too, but as we read through the Psalms can lead us how to pray. Verse 2, blessed are they who keep His statutes. Blessed are they who keep His Word. Yeah, that's right. Lord, I have not been keeping Your Word. Lord, forgive me. And blessed are they who seek him with all their heart. Yeah, I haven't been doing that. I know that. Lord, forgive me. As we read through a section of Scripture like Psalm 119 and pray through it, the Lord will lead us in that. Verse 9. How can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word. It's a promise. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. And as we read the truths of God's word, the Holy Spirit brings truth to us. And he shows us how important it is that we would seek the Lord for forgiveness and we would ask the Lord to draw us back into a right relationship with him. Listen, as we close today, listen. The more we read the Word, the greater desire we have to read the Word. With reading the Word comes more desire. With reading the Word comes more hunger for the Word. As we read the Word, we develop a greater love for the Word. As we read the Word, we realize where we have not been taking the Word of God seriously. As we read the Word, we are reminded where we struggle to believe. And we can pray, Lord, I want to believe this. I'm struggling. Help me. Lord, I've walked away from what the Word of God says here. Draw me back. Lord, I see as I read this, I don't love the Word of God. I'm not depending on the Word. I don't have a desire to be in the Word like I should. Lord, give me that desire. Let me close. I will leave you with Psalm 119. And the desire that possibly we struggle with. The desire to really want to be in the Word. And go back to the other desire that God has for us, where we began this morning back in Luke chapter 24. Reading again, beginning with verse 44. Jesus said to them, "This is what I told you while I was with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the Old Testament, the prophets, and the Psalms." Look at verse 45. Then Jesus opened their minds so they could understand the Scriptures. We can try all day long to understand the Scriptures in our own strength, and it's not going to happen. As you read through Psalm 119, you'll find different verses where the psalmist prays, "Lord, give me the understanding that I need." And here we see Jesus opening their minds so they could understand what Jesus had been saying all along and what was written in the law of Moses, what was written in the prophets, and what was written in the Psalms. He opened their minds so that they could understand the Scriptures. The desire of God's heart, I encourage you in this, I promise you in this, the desire of God's heart is that you would understand what the Word of God says. God wants you to understand the Word. That's God's heart. That's God's desire. God doesn't want us to just try and figure it out on our own. He wants us to understand it. He wants to give us the understanding to understand it. The Word of God teaches us and it enables us and it equips us to love sound doctrine. The Word of God teaches us and it enables us and it equips us to love the Word of God. We need the Word of God more than ever in these days. We need to stand on the Word. We need to rest on what the Word says. We need to rely on the trustworthiness and the faithfulness of Scripture. And we need to know that God will not fail us, that the Word of God is true, that God wants us to understand what the Word of God says in order that we would stand there. And God wants to give us a desire as well as the understanding. Pray for that. Pray more for that. That God would give you a desire and God would give you a love for the Word of God, and that God would give you the understanding as you read, and the Holy Spirit would fill you and open up your heart and give you understanding, so that as we go through times like this, we will be the ones who shine a light. We will be the ones who stand firm and show others that we will not fear, because we know God, and we know God's got this, and God's going to get us through this. And we can rest in that and know that He's faithful. Let me pray with you today. Heavenly Father, show us today how important it is to read your word, to understand your word, to love your word, to stand on your word. Your word reminds us that you are faithful, that you love us, that you forgive us for all of our sins. Your word reminds us that if we're going to understand the word, you have got to give us the understanding. We're absolutely lost in our own strength and abilities. We need your equipping, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, be that equipping that we need. And help us to know where to stand and what to depend on and what to point others to in these days. Because there is one who is faithful and true. Thank you, Jesus. You didn't come to this earth and die on a cross so you could abandon us in 2020. No, not at all. You are here as you've always been. And you call us to rest in you, to walk with you, and to depend upon your holy word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.